Hello, welcome to Women of Abundant Wealth Healing Room Podcast. We are so happy that you've decided to join us today. Today, we're going to talk about some very important things. And for you that follow us and subscribe to our blogs and subscribe to our websites and everything that we do here at Women of Abundant Wealth, you know that our whole focus is reestablishing the destinies that have been redirected, helping women walk through some very tragic moments and turn them into diamonds. That is what we desire to do here at Women of Abundant Wealth. We also desire to help you move from a platform of being stagnant and just sitting on the launch pad. We want you to launch into everything that you have been called to do. We want you to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are bold and unique, and there is no one that can hold a candle to you because you hold your very own fingerprint. Your very breath that you breathe, no one can breathe like you. So today we want to talk about storms. Storms. You say, I don't need any more storms in my life, or storms are very destructive, or storms are bad, or, but look at the good side of storms. Storms can be beautiful. Storms can be very delivering, very freeing, very exciting, very life-changing, and they can come in and just rearrange things if you really think about how storms could possibly do that. A lot of people say that they're stuck in a storm, or they don't want the storm to come. But then on the flip side of that, people are waiting to be launched into whatever that they're wanting to be launched into because they're waiting on the perfect storm. Well, I'm here to tell you today to create your storms. See, when storms come, they come disruptive and destructive anyways, so you don't need to wait on them. You need to create your perfect storm, and you need to step out now. Yes, you will make mistakes. There will be errors. You will make wrong decisions. Things will not look the way you want them to look, but guess what? That gives you an opportunity to work on those things, and as you work on those things, you're learning some very important things, like the first one, how not to do something. The second one, you're learning to deal with the things that's on the inside of you, the storm that's raging on the inside of you. What does that look like? You're learning to take control of your emotions. You're learning to deal with circumstances and situations that come at you on a daily basis. And us as women and mothers and wives and co-workers and business owners and ministers, we have a lot on our plate. On a daily basis. And sometimes it's hard to categorize the level of problems that we have to solve, the snot tissues that we have to hold, the heads that we have to hold, the dinners we have to fix, the places we have to go, the fires we have to put out. So when you create your perfect storm, tell yourself what you want it to look like. What do I mean by that? Boundaries. Set boundaries. By creating the perfect storm, the foundation of that is setting boundaries. You have to set boundaries with your children, how much you will do, what you won't do, what you will allow them to do to you or say to you, and what you will and won't. Those are creating your perfect storms, because what happens if they say something to you that you didn't set the boundary for, that's not their fault. You didn't set the boundary for that. So it's time for you to set boundaries in those areas, in every area of their lives and in every area of your life. We even need to guard our hearts from our children to a point, because that is the one relationship that you are in. A lot of people say marriage, but no, because think about this. If there's no marriage, your kids are still there. If there's no friend, your kids are still there. When there's no job, your kids are still there. When there's no business, your kids are still there. When there's no anything, your kids are still there. They disappoint us. They hurt us. They say hurtful things to us. They reject our decision making. They reject our advice. They do a lot of things that cause our emotional levels to go whack. So when we learn to set those boundaries with children, and this is age appropriate boundaries. So I'm not telling you to ignore your 4 year old and baby, your 21 year old. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying safe boundaries for you emotional. You know, the things that your kids can say or do that'll push your button, you need to set a boundary for that. And you need to come up with a safe haven, a safe plan for when they say these things. How are you going to not so much defend yourself, but how are you going to squash that from causing your emotions to run whack? So creating that perfect storm in your emotions concerning your children. The same way with your spouse or your friends or with coworkers or with your business colleagues or business partners or your customers or clients. It's the same way. You have to set those boundaries. And that is the foundation of creating the perfect storm, is by setting boundaries. How far do you want the waters to come? How close do you want the lightning to strike in your home or in your business or on your way to work or a ride, an evening ride? How close, how far? You set those boundaries. So when the storm comes, you already have a plan B for those storms. You should be anyway. So I'm hoping that this is helping you. So don't wait for the perfect storm. Create your perfect storm. And if there's a storm that comes that you was not expecting, learn to ride that storm. Look at that storm and see the source of the storm. Did it come from the north, south, east, or west? Did it come from my children, my husband, my spouse, my clients, my customers? And what created that storm? What was the reason why that storm brewed? What was the reason I didn't even see that storm coming my way? And deal with it. Before you react on any storm, on anything, deal with your emotions. Just take a second when you see it coming or when it is coming. Just look at it and say, okay, wait a minute. I see this coming. Or now that this is here, how do I feel about this? What do I want to do? What is this? Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Start dissecting and evaluating the storms, because I'm telling you, a lot of times we look at the storm, we freak out, we get mad, we get upset. But it was perfect for us. That storm was exactly what we needed to get us to the place that we need to get to. So if you're thinking about launching that business, launch it. No, things may not be in place. There may be a few misspelled words. There may be a few things you don't have. There may even be finances that you don't have. Launch the business. Launch the business. Figure this out as you go. Sometime as you step out on faith, things begin to come to you. Now, I am not saying be reckless and not plan. I'm telling you to plan, but don't just look at that plan every day and say, I'm waiting. Look at the things in your plan and see what you can do right now to establish that. You could be out making connections in advance. You could be getting the paperwork in order, like getting your DBA for your business, doing copyrights, doing trademarks. You can be doing stuff as you go, connecting with other people, learning how they got started, learning how your business or their business can collaborate together, writing a journal every day about what you're thinking, about what you're feeling, your ideas, your concepts, all of that stuff, doing something towards that. Think about the ways you can raise money. I do have a course that I teach, and in that course, it's teaching you non-traditional ways to get capital. Non-traditional ways to get capital. I really would like for you to join me in that course, and you can find all that information out on our social media links and even on our websites. You can find that out. But I really believe that people need to know that there are non-traditional ways right in your home, right underneath your nose, that you're not thinking about, that you're not doing to gain that capital that you need for your business. So if that's something that you would like to do, please feel free to reach out to us. So for businesses, existing businesses, taking inventory is very important. We also do inventory for businesses. And when I mean inventory, we take inventory right down to whiteout. If you have a whiteout, how many flyers do you have? How many posters do you have? How many sticky notes do you have? I'm talking about inventory, because a lot of small businesses don't realize that their stapler is inventory, that their coffee cups and mugs inside their businesses are inventory, their envelopes, their paper clips, everything is inventory, and it's money. So it needs to be working for you. So the creating the perfect storm, you can be thinking of these things already. When you're out in the store, you can be purchasing stuff beforehand. If you know you're going to need paper during that time, take paper. If you get paper, if you know you're going to need pencils, start stocking up on the things that you need. So when you're ready to really just step out there the way that you want to, all those things are already in place for you. So I'm going to take this time right now and just say a quick blessing over everything that you're doing. And hopefully you will join me in some of these workshops and some of the seminars and take these courses. So I wish you all the best. And I just speak blessings over your home, blessings over your business. And I just ask the Lord to bless the work of your hands in the name of Yeshua, our Lord and our Savior, who died on the cross for us. Thank you. Continue to tune in to the Healing Room podcast, sponsored by Women of Abundant Wealth, where we're reestablishing the destinies that have been redirected.